With your Radio on the Go news update, I'm Jeff Ramin reporting. On Friday night, the Iowa Falls Police Department arrested 29-year-old Daniel Robel of Ames for public intoxication. Friday afternoon, Iowa Falls Police arrested 34-year-old Mitchell Stevens of Iowa Falls on a charge of forgery, a Class D felony. Both were later released. On Sunday night, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office arrested 37-year-old Ryan Havey of Hampton for willful injury causing serious injury. Havey posted bond and was released today. Yesterday morning, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 20-year-old Ethan James of Storm Lake for an OWI. James was later released from custody. The total doses of COVID-19 vaccine in Iowa administered stands at now over 2.9 million. The most doses given by a manufacturer in Iowa is from Pfizer with over 1.5 million, and at least 1,459,148 people in the state of Iowa have completed receiving their COVID-19 vaccine series. The Clarksville City Council today will consider advertising for a maintenance department employee. We'll discuss street repairs and we'll discuss nuisance properties. The Clarksville City Council meets today at 6 p.m. at City Hall. Also today, the West Fork School Board will review milk and bread bids and will review school fees for the 2021-2022 school year. In other business, the West Fork School Board will review a contract for educational services for provision of an industrial technology program for 2021-2022 and will hold a superintendent evaluation. The West Fork School Board meets today at 5 p.m. at the boardroom in Sheffield and will be available to the public via Zoom. Today, the Ackley City Council will hold a special meeting and will consider appointing a police chief and will also consider appointments to serve on the Hardin County 911 Service Board, as well as the Hardin County Emergency Management Commission. The Ackley City Council special meeting will be held today at 5 p.m. at City Hall. Also today, the Iowa Falls City Council will review requests from the Union Cemetery Board for a contribution to resurface the roads in the cemetery in the amount between $50,000 and $60,000. In other business, Hardin County Emergency Management Coordinator Thomas Creighton will update the council on Iowa's emergency notification system, Alert Iowa. The council will also consider annual salaries for city employees for 2021-2022. The Iowa Falls City Council meets tonight at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. The Hampton-Dumont School Board on Monday will consider approval of the purchase of high school math curricular materials, will consider approval of a remodeling project for the special education bathroom at the high school, and will consider several bids for next school year, including on milk and bread. The Hampton-Dumont School Board meets today at 5:30 p.m., and that meeting will be available to the public via Zoom. Also today, the Rudd-Rockford-Marble Rock School Board will consider contracts for a bus driver and a paraeducator and will review school handbooks for the next school year. The Rudd-Rockford-Marble Rock School Board meets today at 7 p.m. at the High School Media Center in Rockford. Today, the Alden School Board will hold a public hearing to amend the current budget by over $50,000 because of increased expenses for repairs and maintenance work. Immediately following the public hearing, the Alden Board will hold a regular business meeting and will receive an update on the library renovation project and will review student fees proposed for the upcoming school year. The Alden School Board meets today at 6:30 p.m. Tomorrow, the Butler County Board of Supervisors will hold a public hearing on a proposed resolution concerning an alternative energy production facilities permit and will then consider approval of said permit. In other business, the Butler Supervisors will consider approval of an Iowa Department of Transportation contract for a culvert triple box project. The Butler County Board of Supervisors meet tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Allison. Also tomorrow, the Cerro Gordo County Board of Supervisors will consider several appointments, including the County Compensation Board and to the County Board of Adjustment. In other business, the Cerro Gordo Supervisors will consider a resolution that sets forth the percentage of funding for property tax credits and exemptions for assessment year 2020. The Cerro Gordo County Board of Supervisors meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the courthouse in Mason City. Also tomorrow, the Floyd County Board of Supervisors will review the County Engineers Employment Contract and Agreement for fiscal year 2022, will consider the resignation of a secondary roads employee, and will consider changing a portion of the county handbook concerning overtime, flex time, and comp time. The Floyd County Board of Supervisors meet tomorrow at 1 p.m. at the courthouse in Charles City. Last week, the Sheffield City Council discussed a new member on the Library Board. Interviews will be conducted in the matter will be discussed at the next council meeting. In other business, the Sheffield City Council approved an annual raise for Assistant City Clerk Barb Havill and approved the Franklin County Hazard Mitigation Plan. Today, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors approved a bridge construction project along 200th Street between Lark Avenue and Mallard Avenue, southwest of Chapin, with Herberger Construction Company in the amount of $488,462. In other business, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors approved a resolution to enter into a 28E agreement with the Greater Franklin County Chamber of Commerce and approved to enter into a 28E agreement with the Hampton Senior Center. The CEO of Iowa's largest water utility says Friday's Iowa Supreme Court dismissal of a lawsuit that was seeking mandatory regulation of farm fertilizer in the Raccoon River watershed is a setback. Ted Corrigan is CEO of Des Moines Water Works, which draws drinking water for 500,000 customers from the Raccoon River.
Just say we're disappointed that the suit won't move forward. We think that water quality in Iowa is important and it deserved the discussion. But moving forward, we see a wide path between litigation, which that was, and legislation, which we think it's going to take.
The Iowa Supreme Court cited the unsuccessful 2017 lawsuit the Des Moines Water Works filed for three Northwest County drainage districts. Corrigan says that lawsuit was necessary to kickstart a conversation about water quality.
Now, while I tend to believe that we won't make the progress we need to make without public policy change, and that may not happen without litigation, the time is now for following that other path, collaboration, opportunities to continue that conversation and get the process started.
Corrigan made his comments on the Iowa Press program, which airs this weekend on Iowa PBS. In its opinion, the Iowa Supreme Court described water quality as a complex environmental problem that is a political question to be resolved by the legislative and executive branches of government. This from the Associated Press. Authorities are searching for a man who shot and wounded a sheriff's deputy during an armed robbery at a gas station in rural eastern Iowa. The Linn County Sheriff's Office says the deputy responded shortly after the report of an alarm at about 10:19 p.m. Sunday night at the Casey's General Store in Coggin and was met inside by an armed suspect. The man opened fire and the deputy was struck by multiple rounds. The Sheriff's Office says the man, believed to be in his 30s, fled in a van and was pursued by another deputy until the suspect crashed and fled on foot. The search was ongoing for him as of today. Linn County Sheriff Brian Gardner says the deputy was hospitalized with serious injuries but is in stable condition. A jury has acquitted a former Central Iowa coach and teacher who was accused of assaulting one of a group of students trying to toilet paper his house. The six-member jury on Friday found former Van Meter Middle School science teacher Joel Bartz not guilty of assault and not guilty of fifth-degree criminal mischief. Authorities said that Bart stopped a truck carrying a group of teens near his home around 10 p.m. on September 17th. A criminal complaint claimed that when one of the students got out of the truck and approached the teacher, Bart grabbed the student and pulled him down while punching him in the back and head. Bart argued his actions were in self-defense, and his attorney, Nicholas Lombardi, said the verdict was the right one. And a look now at your Radio On The Go weather forecast for the rest of today. Sunny and breezy and cooler conditions with a high in the upper 60s. For tonight, mostly clear with an overnight low in the upper 40s, and for tomorrow on your Tuesday, mostly sunny skies with a 30% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, warmer with a high around 80. With your Radio On The Go news update, I'm Jeff Ramin reporting.